That's correct.
All right, so now we have Vadra.
Okay, thanks. Yes, I'm Vadra Kilgour, chair of the WBAI Local Station Board. Just in general, we have had, with a member suspended, continued to have fairly, we have a crackle here, fairly reasonably civil meetings. The suspension hasn't ended because there was a requirement that the member apologize in writing and to the LSB for his racist, sexist, anti-Semitic, and personal attacks, and pledged to conduct himself in an orderly manner in future meetings. And in fact, a written-out apology has not been submitted, nor the pledge. He was properly noticed of the last two delegates' meetings, and he attended and voted at the last delegates' meeting of January 11th. The Finance Committee, as you know, has been busy. They did. You would have heard about the budget already last fall. Upon the completion of the winter drive, they'll be working with the interim general manager and the interim business manager to see if they have to make any further budget adjustments. And they're planning to review membership statistics for the last 5 years to give context to some of the financial trends at the station. I just want to add here that the Finance Committee has looked into the possibilities of moving and various people. I think there's a number of people within the community who are basically keeping all of our feelers and antennae out for where to jump to when we finally are able to jump. But that's going to be a while, as I understand it, because of the terms of the lease.
The lease ended in 2009?
I think later than that. Lonnie? 12. It's scary. Okay. The Management Evaluation Committee is actually approaching. I've given a handout to everybody at the board. I'm not going to go through all the steps, but they managed to develop questionnaires. They interviews. They had there was a staff survey, and there's an opportunity. They were only evaluating the program director because we had, first of all, a general manager who had announced that he was going to resign, and now we have an interim general manager. So they expect their report to be completed actually within the next few weeks. We had a difficulty that I think some other boards may have encountered where committees kind of fell by the wayside. And one of these was the programming committee, which was there was a former chair who wouldn't convene a meeting, and then there was a lack of a quorum because there had been people who had sort of made the membership who had then dropped out and didn't reappear, so that there wouldn't be enough people who qualified as voting members to reach a quorum. So we resolved that problem by the LSB passing a motion to have the sitting secretary convene a meeting and hold elections, and then there was another motion to lower the quorum to 5 until the end of March. So on that basis, the programming committee has been able to function, and it's drawn up and sent a questionnaire to the program director and the programming council, and they're going to be analyzing the results next month to ensure mission compliance. We actually have here the chair of the Membership Outreach and Fundraising Committee, Evan Tobias. Please stand up, because this is one of the hardest working committees at WBAI. They had held a screening of Poison Dust, a film about depleted uranium, raised $2,300 for WBAI last summer, helped out with a music and arts program, one in Chinatown, and then an Oktoberfest arts extravaganza. These didn't raise enormous amounts of money, $900 is not bad, you know, it's respectable. But I did attend the Oktoberfest, and I felt bad for the people who didn't attend because it was an extraordinary event. It was just really an embarrassment of riches. It was a terrific event. They've been working at promoting the station. They're working on some further fundraisers. There'll be another town hall meeting for the station on Saturday, February 25th, and some forums on local issues, possibly including education and gentrification, and a contest to redesign the station's palm card. I want to say also we had a kind of ad hoc town hall meeting in the village of Nyack, which is somewhat north of New York City, when we were to have a board meeting there on a rainy Saturday and didn't make the quorum. So what we did instead was have a town hall meeting All right, so I just want to mention that board member Bob Lederer got a generous contribution to fund the 24/7 online audio archives. The ad hoc bylaws committee is hard at work. The radio committee has got a plan going for radio reports. The General Manager Search Subcommittee, as you heard, is fully constituted. I wish it was more accurate that their first meeting took place on Thursday, January 26th, but that's it. And we voted to support the striking transit workers when we met during the transit strike.
Thanks. Okay, we have 3 minutes for questions. Patty?
Hi. On the listserv, the chair distributed this and asked if there were any corrections, and I did send them to the list, and so I would just like to quickly read them. As to the management evaluation, it should be noted that the chair of the management evaluation committee is also the volunteer personal assistant to the program director and is in possession of the program director staff surveys until a meeting can be held to read aloud the written comments in executive session. There seems to be no chain of authority. For instance, they have not been sealed under double signature to protect the purity of the process. The general manager search subcommittee consists of 9 people. Only 3 are LSB members. There are 3 members from AFTRA, 3 the unpaid staff. In other words, 2/3 of the committee is not chosen by the LSB, nor is the LSB. Further, it was the LSB's decision that the LSB itself would not review the selections made by the search committee. It should be noted for the vote, this configuration passed 10-4, 8 votes being listener members who voted to disenfranchise the listeners that elected them. Also, the GM search committee met last Thursday without informing the AFTRA representatives, Jose Santiago, the AFTRA shop steward, reported. A straw poll was taken as to available days where all members weren't polled. And finally, the continuing breach concerning LSB member Paul DiRienzo and this body upheld the LSB's decision to suspend him for 6 months by a majority vote is in its 11th month where he is not allowed to represent his constituency. He did apologize. On the motion itself, it's right here. It's written, I apologize, Paul DiRienzo, right here. While I don't condone his original behavior, but I find the board majority asking for someone to pledge to behave differently is not even legal. He was given 3 minutes on January 11th, and they would not let him have his say. He was censored in his only 3 minutes he's had to speak for the last 11 months. And I really think something has to be done about this. This is becoming a legal issue. He was an elected member, and it's improper to keep a person from voting or asking them to pledge to never do it again. When a person goes to jail and they get out, they don't have to pledge never to commit a crime again. They just shouldn't commit the crime again, and we can take steps to remove him afterwards. That's what's proper. So I will be bringing this up at some point because this has to be repaired.
We have time for a response.
Okay, yeah, just briefly with regard to the member who has been repeatedly disruptive. He was repeatedly disruptive at that meeting prior to the 3 minutes for which he spoke, and then he was repeatedly called to order because he was repeatedly making personal attacks upon other board members, and so that was the extent of the degree to which his speaking was impeded, that I tried to call him to order repeatedly because personal attacks are being made on other board members.
Okay, thank you. The final report is from...
I just want to add something quickly.
We're at time.
And I just wanted to very quickly add that this supposedly there's a contradiction. Either the individual insists that he doesn't have to apologize and he doesn't do so, or if he does apologize, he conformed to the letter of the spirit, at least, of the request. This apology was put on written apologize at the bottom of a flyer that we had passed to discuss, turned into a paper airplane and flung at the board at the board chair. This
Ray,
individual has repeatedly sat down, facing
Ray,
the board and preventing the board from doing its regular business after suspension.
I just want to ask the board. I let the chair. I gave the chair a chance to respond to the substance of the complaint. But on all of these things that happen in local boards, we all know we're divided, and it goes back and forth. And I don't mean to silence anybody's, but this is not the venue for arbitrating the exact details of whatever goes on in these conflicts. So I hope that the board will accept that I ask people not to do that, even though I know that the tensions run high.